This weekend marks 1 year since the start of Algeria's Hirak protest movement. And Saturday, thousands gathered in the capital to keep up their calls for a complete overhaul of the nation's political system. As the crowd started to march toward the presidential palace, riot police stepped in. Julia Seeger takes us to the scene.
1 year on, thousands of Algerians took to the streets again to demand deep political change. Chanting the same slogans as a year ago, they tried to make their way to the presidential palace in Algiers, but were dispersed by police with water cannons. They say their determination is untouched, as their demands have not yet been met.
We are asking for the entire ruling class to step down. What we were asking for on February 22nd still stands today.
The weekly protest, now known as the Hirak movement, started on February 22, 2019. That day, thousands flooded into the streets to protest against the then-president Abdelaziz Bouteflika's bid for a fifth term. Following 10 months of protests, he was eventually ousted and replaced by the democratically elected Abdelmadjid Tebboune. While numbers dwindled, demonstrations continued. And on Friday, the president tried to appeal to protesters by stressing the importance of the movement for the country's democracy.
I want to congratulate the Hirak movement. Without going into further details, I would like to say that it has helped protect the country from a total collapse.